Baby. Yes, let's talk about tech. You see, so devoted to his cause, he's not even taking a day off for a bank holiday. Fevzi Turkel's back with us once again. Fevzi, Happy New Year.
Yes, it's the AI version of me. I'm actually on holiday at the moment.
Is that right? I'm glad to see
I was going to see if you could tell, but, you know... The AI version of me has got no class. He gave up the game immediately.
Fair play. No, we've got the real thing today, even on this New Year's Day, which is brilliant. Now, of course, for those who don't normally get to listen, perhaps they're normally at work now, Fevzi, every other Thursday, you join Eddie with a list of your top tech recommendations. And I think, being as it's New Year's Day and we're looking ahead to a brand new year, AI should probably really form the backdrop, because it's certainly, I mean, the conversation around AI has really gained momentum now, hasn't it?
Yeah, so when I started preparing this feature, I just was going to pick the best gadgets and then take a look at the future. It wasn't specifically meant to be an AI feature, but then gadget number one was AI, and so was two, and then three, and then four. So I thought, okay, I can see a theme coming here. And then I looked ahead into the future, and the letters AI popped up again. So we've got four gadgets being my gadget picks for 2025, the best that we saw. Mm-hmm. And then I think that they're a pointer to what we will see more of this year.
So let's start with a phone then, something that all of us use and need, and your top pick of the year.
Yeah, so we've been able to run AI apps on phones for some time, but the Google Pixel 10 Pro and the 10 Pro XL, the Google, who make the Android operating system, also make their own range of phones. And part of the reason they do it is not just to make money, but to show what can be done. It's kind of a pointer to the technology. So these Pixel phones, we're now up to the 10 Pro and the 10 Pro XL. Mm-hmm. The difference here is that the AI is not just bolted on, and you're not just running an app. It's in the fabric. It's in the DNA of the device, if I can put it to you that way. First of all, they have the benefit of running the best AI language model at the moment, which is Gemini 3, mm-hmm. and they rolled it out across. And it's not surprising it's the best, because they've got access to all of our data, right? All of our Gmails, all of our conversations, everything that we do and say online is pretty much under the auspices of Google. And so it's not surprising that they can come up with a really good AI. But what they can do, for example, is the AI can see what's on your screen. You don't have to do a screenshot mm-hmm. and mail it. So if you're stuck, you don't know about, you know, what's this setting do, or why have I got this error message, or what does that mean, it can just tell you. And it can also see through the camera as well. So you can just point it at something and say, what do you notice about this situation? What's not quite right here, or what's great, or whatever? And it will understand what it's looking at. So it's the difference between vision and perception, right? We've had cameras for a long time. So it does those things. So it will look through documents. It'll help you with your shopping, which of these three products, you know, best meets my needs, and it knows a lot about you. Hmm. And when you take a photo, every single dot, every single pixel is processed before it's saved, so the photo is no longer exactly what you see. So, you know, in conventional photography, if someone's standing in front of a bright window, it's very hard to get the exposure, or the exposure on the face. By the time you've got the face correct, the background looks like a sun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a blurry. What this can do is it can modify the pictures just in the way that your brain does.
Can you still access the raw image?
No, you can't necessarily do that.
Interesting.
Photography has changed. You know, it's no longer literal. Literal is not quite the right word, but it's no longer a verbatim copy.
But that's a real step, isn't it? Because until now, you know, photography was that you'd capture an image and you had then the choice of processing it any way you choose, but you would be able to still see the raw image.
So you have some influence about how it processes it, but I'm not sure that you can get a truly raw version of it, or indeed that you would want one. You know, and I think that you've been able to alter images after the fact with Photoshop anyway. So, you know, whether an image was true or not was always, well, since Photoshop has been a question mark.
Yeah.
So I think that this is the, you know, I own an Apple phone and I'm looking at this jealously.
Well, this was always Apple's selling point, wasn't it? That the software worked so closely in sync with the hardware with Apple products that that's why it was a better product, pretty much for until
now. They've lost their way with the AI. I mean, they may yet, you know, Apple, I wouldn't write them off yet, but they are definitely behind. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't buy one of the big AI companies.
Well, Google with and Microsoft as well with a Copilot and their AI working with them on that. And I love the idea. I'm fascinated by the idea of this sort of augmented reality that we're heading into now, that you can hold your camera's phone up to a situation and it will understand it and be able to explain it possibly better than even your own eyes can.
And also very, very good for people with visual impairments, by the way.
Yeah, that's
you know,
great
because
point.
It does it in real time. Like you can hail a cab with one of these.
So that's the Pixel 10 Pro and the Pixel 10 Pro XL.
Yeah, the difference being the screen size.
Sure,
by the way, the XL.
But I'm quite sure there'll be more to come from the Pixel team and Google in probably very, very quick succession.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing. Honestly, I'm tempted. If I wasn't so invested in the Apple ecosystem, I'd be using it as my daily driver, as it were.
Wow.
Moving on. We've got an indoor camera, so you know, like a security-type camera, from a company called Eufy, E-U-F-Y. It's called an S350. And the camera itself is great. It's what's called a PTZ camera. It's got two camera lenses. So, by the way, it looks like a little robot because of the two lenses. It looks like eyes.
Okay.
It's a cute little robot sort of camera. It's about just under £90. Sometimes can be had for as cheap as £70 if you wait for it to go on offer. It's got dual cameras. So one is a 4K wide-angle camera. One is a 2K telephoto. So in combination, you get 3x optical zoom times 8 hybrid zoom. But because it's a PTZ, it means it can pan. It can just rotate all the way around 360. It can tilt, as in the head going up and down, you know, nodding up and down.
Okay.
And then it can zoom. But why is it AI? It's because these cameras record when they detect something, like a sound or a movement. But half the time with the conventional cameras, you just get rubbish. You get,
walking across the drive.
Well, it's an indoor camera, but you get, you could have a fox walking across, I suppose, could be looking out the window, hopefully. It's not really good without the AI, yes, because you get a shadow moving, you get a curtain moving, you get headlights flashing through a window, and then the alert goes off. This can tell when it's looking at a person, when it's looking at a pet, when it's looking at a child, which is, I admit, also a person, but a different shape and size of person. and what it does is it just cuts down all the false recordings and so forth. The other thing is really cheap to run because you don't have to pay for cloud. It's got a memory card slot. Mm-hmm. Just pop in a micro SD card. You can use cloud, and if you do, it's £3 a month, which is much cheaper than Ring and those other brands. But you can just see how this is a gadget that's existed for a while, these sorts of cameras, but now with the AI is augmented, and it can track you as you walk across the room. It's great as a pet cam, so you can actually talk to your pet through it and hear your pet, so you can reassure your anxious pet. If you've got a baby or a small child, it's got crying detection built in on the AI, and then you can zoom in and check that your baby's all right.
I'm interested in the idea that actually there are other cameras and ecosystems to work with for your home security now. But the problem is a lot of people invested early. Mm. You mentioned Ring. There are others as well. But once you've bought the hardware, it's difficult to prize yourself away and go to another system, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's exactly what. So I've got a Google Nest system, but that's costing me the subscription. That's £160 this year.
Yeah,
it used to be £99. That's gone up. So I didn't mention, by the way, 4.5 star rating out of 5 for the
Pixel phone.
The Pixel
phone. That's good.
And 4.5 stars out of 5 for the Eufy indoor camera as well.
Next up is something that I actually got for Christmas, which I'm very, very happy to see on your list this year.
Yes, which one did you get? Because there's a range of these. So we should say what they are, right? So this is from a French company called Withings, W-I-T-H-I-N-G-S. And it's their range of smart scales. Withings are known for doing smart devices. And in fact, they invented the smart scale with Wi-Fi connection. They were the first.
I'm looking to see if I can tell you which version I got.
Well, whilst you're doing that, let me tell you that there's a range of them. So at sort of offer prices on Amazon, starts at about £69 for the smart one, and the most expensive one, list price is £349, can be had for about £279. So these are scales, they're bathroom type scales that you step on, but they do much more than that. So in terms of the hardware and the software, it doesn't just tell you your body weight, but it tells you how much of that is fat, how much of it is muscle, how much of it is visceral fat. If you've got one of the high-end ones, it does either a 1-lead or a 6-lead ECG for you. So it can detect things like arrhythmias, like atrial fibrillation. But 6-lead ECG is almost unheard of in a consumer space. No, it's really good. It's one where you pull up and hold the handle. It's a bit like you look like you're water skiing. But it's very good. So why would you want all of this? For example, let's say your weight has remained the same over the last 6 months, and you think, oh, that's not too bad, I haven't put on any weight. But it does the analysis for you, and it says, well, your overall weight has remained the same, but your muscle has gone down and your fat has gone up, so it's just coincidental that your weight is broadly the same. That's not such a good picture. On the other hand, it could be the other way, that your muscle has gone up and your fat has dropped, and actually that's a win.
I was gifted the Body Smart branch of the Withings scales, which I think details pretty much exactly what you've just been describing, including your heart rate, your metabolic age, and the various different percentages, which would be useful for you if you're trying just to stay fit and healthy, which is exactly what I'm doing and I want to use it for.
And it's synchronized. It's got Wi-Fi built in. So as soon as you step off the scale, the app is really good. The Withings app is really good. It works. I've got the sleep sensor and I've got the watch and everything else. It's a really good ecosystem, but as soon as you step off, it updates in the app so that you get all the trends. And I think that's one of the things that is really beneficial. It's not just that you get all this raw data, you get interpretation and you get advice. And
these things have been notoriously inaccurate in the past, but this is better. They've really learned from their mistakes with previous smart scales that gave you a pretty good but rough estimate as to the figures it was portraying. This is much more accurate, isn't it?
It's not just that it's more accurate. I mean, I think it's accurate to about 50 grams, which is not bad for bathroom scales. It is that it understands what it's looking at.
Yeah,
it's rather like a smart clinician who's listening and works out that, hold on, you're not sleeping, your weight's gone up, your body temperature.
I mean, this is not for everybody, but I think a lot of people will be making New Year's resolutions about getting fitter, losing weight, etc. And this could be a really handy guide, because what I find by using it is that it is also motivational. Yeah. Once you've started to receive that data by regular weigh-ins and what have you, you start to get a decent sense of what's going on.
It's almost gamifying your health.
I love that phrase. Yes,
I think that's what it is. You're getting points, right?
And you are then self-motivated to continue on that journey.
Yeah, I think it is for everybody, right? You don't have to be fat to benefit from one of these things. It really just gives you an insight into what's going on with your body. And it's interesting. So, for example, when you start losing weight, most of what you lose is fluid, right? You think, oh, I'm doing great. But some of these scales can tell you exactly that you're losing fluid at the moment. And that's quite normal. And it will tell you, don't worry about that. That's normal. But don't expect the weight loss to necessarily continue at that rate. So 4 stars out of 5. Very, very nice device. Moving on, we've got a microphone. So this is it's for everyone. It's not just for people who do podcasting or singing or whatever. It's for people who do, Zoom calls or, FaceTime or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is from a company called Elgato, E-L-G-A-T-O. It's their entry-level microphone. It's called the Wave Neo. It can be had for about £90, which is, cheaper than the others. But what's really good about it and what's AI about it is that it comes with a special software that was co-developed with an AI audio specialist company called AI Acoustics. I so many AI puns in these names. And what they've done is it processes your voice live in real time. So, like, you know, like we said, how the phone processes the pixels in real time before it saves them. Mm. The microphone processes your voice and the ambient noise. So what does it do? First of all, it can cut out the noise of a keyboard or a mouse clicking and clacking, or an air conditioning unit, the neighbors, whatever. And it's not just like, you know, where you get a filter that cuts out a certain frequency, but some sounds aren't easily cut out that way because they're sort of rich in their dynamics.
Yeah.
So it can do that, and it also takes care of the reverberation. So in a studio, you have what's called an acoustically treated room, mm-hmm. where when the sound hits the walls, it's absorbed. But if you're in a normal room, a domestic room, you get a certain amount of resonance across the room.
Even if it's not necessarily immediately detectable, it does diminish the quality of the audio that you are presenting.
Look, let me give you, I've got a very quick demo of this. So this is a guy turning it on and off. This is the voice focus facility that's built in. So I'll shout on and off when he changes it so you get the idea.
Okay.
But here, hold on, let's try and get this.
Isolator and heaps of AI sorcery. So, from echoey rooms to busy offices, you'll sound like you're broadcasting from a recording studio. On. Clear, natural, and free of distractions.
Yeah, much better. You can hear that.
You
echo
can see
disappear.
That. He just sounds right. Like he's right up against the mic with a dynamic microphone.
Okay.
And the reason why I chose the cheapest mic in the range is because the quality belies the cost. Because you've got this software, it's not just about that. Google do the same with the cameras. The cameras on their smartphones are good, but they don't necessarily improve them year by year. What they do is sometimes they just improve the software. And it doesn't really matter where the quality is coming from. The fact is, you can buy a microphone for under £90. Mm. That this microphone that I'm talking to you is a £500 microphone. It will give this a run for its money, and that's the point. You know, yeah. That's the benefit of the AI system,
which is great. So, star rating for that one?
4 stars out of 5.
Excellent stuff.
I picked the best, so don't think I give everything 4 out of 5.
No, you don't.
I've just picked the best. So just. Briefly then, in terms of a look ahead,
yeah.
So we're looking at AI. So in terms of how forget the devices for a minute, we've used large language models, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, Gemini now, Gemini 3, and they've been really good and they've been getting better, not perfect, but better. What we're moving into now is what's called agentic AI. That's to say AIs that have agency. So we move away from chatbot or not only chatbot, to colleague, I would say, employee, if you like, if it does what it's told. And it's things that can do stuff for you. It doesn't just tell you, oh, well, I think this, you should do that. It does it. So examples might be book a dental appointment this week, in the afternoon, near me, add it to my calendar, make sure I can afford it, check my bank balance first, for example.
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't have to say check my bank balance. It would know to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Find the best value train tomorrow, buy it, store the ticket, remind me when to leave. If the price improves, try and change it up for the better price. Again, you wouldn't tell it to do that. It would just know to do that. Mm-hmm. You just give it the high-level instruction. Compare these three products I'm looking at, which ones are best for my needs. If it's clothing, what's my size? What brands have I bought in the past? What have I returned? How much money is in my bank account? Am I going on holiday in 2 weeks, and therefore should it be something that's sort of weather-friendly for that trip?
Mm.
So it will just pull together all of that. And in terms of health, that's the other benefit. The health thing will become more predictive. So at the moment, we've got all these, you know, sensors that monitor, you know, our different vital signs. But a predictive AI system will say, you know, you might be coming down with something about 3 days before you get any noticeable symptoms. And that's particularly important if you're in the pandemic and you've got an infectious disease and you're spreading it for 3 days before you get symptoms, or maybe you don't get symptoms at all, you just become a spreader. But you may have small changes in your body temperature, in your movements. There's AI systems now that can detect the early stages of neurological diseases like Parkinson's.
Amazing.
So microtremors in the voice and in the hand, it can detect, and things that humans don't notice or understand.
Well, look, we are entering boldly where no man has gone before. I think this is the era, isn't it? And I think 2026, I think, Fevzi, when we check in a year from now, obviously we'll speak before then, but I'm just saying when we check back on a year from now, I think we will have come forward probably even further than you and I could even dream at this point.
Yes, and that's, of course, assuming both of us still have our jobs.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Listen, a happy new year. And
you
thank
too.
You for all of your brilliant contributions over the year, and to Eddie as well, who I'm sure would pass on his best were he here to wish you a happy new year. And thanks, we'll talk soon.
Cheers.
Fevzi Turk out there, our gadget detective. You can find out more about Fevzi's amazing work and see more of his recommendations at gadgetdetective.com.